You want to see a tired Black America? Just look at a picture of Kanye West. Now let's get the show started. Hey Destiny, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Thank you for asking.
So let's just get right into it.
All right, let's do this.
Because we're going to talk today about a couple of things that happened over the past week. The first thing we're going to talk about is the woman that arrested the old man for standing on the corner with a golf club. Here's a short clip of the video.
Can you put that down, please?
What?
Aren't you holding a golf club?
Come back, I can't hear you over there.
Your golf club.
What about my golf club?
Can you please set it down?
Huh?
Can you please set it down?
What's going on?
Set it down, please.
I don't know what's going on.
Put it down.
This is my golf club.
I'm not going to take it from you, but it's a weapon, so set it down.
I had this golf club for 20 years.
Set it down, please.
Huh?
I'm not going to ask you again. Set it down.
Set it down. Will you call somebody?
I am calling someone. Put your golf club down.
You call somebody.
You're being audio and videotaped.
No, you call somebody. I ain't done nothing to nobody.
You just swung that golf club at me.
I did not.
Yes, you did. Right back there.
I didn't see you. I didn't wear no golf club.
It was on audio and videotape. Put it down. Put it down. Put it down.
You call somebody.
I'm at 12 and Pike, and I need to see another unit.
Sir, put it down.
You call somebody. I ain't done nothing to nobody. I'm walking back.
You're not free to leave right now. Please set it down.
No, you call somebody. I want to witness.
You are being audio and videotaped right now. Set your golf club down.
I have a subject with a golf club who is refusing to set it down.
Set your golf club down! Sir! Sir! I'm going to ask you for, I don't know what, the 13th time to set your golf club down.
I'm telling you the second time to call somebody up here.
If you do not set your golf club down, you will be subject to arrest for obstruction. You're not free to leave. You're not free to leave.
Racist happen everywhere. Racist happen everywhere. What?
Anyways, so to kind of summarize what happened, on July 9th, 2015 in Seattle, Washington, a woman officer by the name of Cynthia Whitlatch, I guess that's her name. She arrested Mr. William Wingate for standing on the corner holding a golf club. Now, her story is that she was coming around the corner.
When she came.
Okay, she was coming around the corner, and Mr. Wingate allegedly swung his golf club at her police cruiser. So she then continued to try to arrest him for assault on a police officer.
And she looked so angry and stupid and dumb and just so unworthy of the police officer's badge. Like, she pulled up, told the man to drop the golf club, said that it was being recorded. And the thing that struck me most is that, yes, it was being recorded, but she just knew that her racism and her badge were going to get this man in jail, because the videotape clearly shows that no one was doing anything out of the ordinary with the golf club. But she just knew that her word was going to override his and the videotape.
Now, I just had, like, I was just a little bit confused as to why she kept telling him, sir, this is recorded and audio recorded. Sir, put the golf club down, sir. And he read her her rights several times in the video, several times. He was just basically saying, okay, well, if you call somebody because I don't trust you, bitch, you call somebody and then we can work this thing out. But until then, I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing shit you say. I'm not doing anything. That's basically what he was saying. And she kept saying, this is being recorded, sir. Bitch, you in the wrong. All the way in the wrong. Like, it's being, you're being recorded too, ho. Like,
right.
Racism just upsets me.
Racism is not a cloak of invisibility. We see your racism and we're going to call it out every time. This is not Harry Potter. You are not invisible. Thank you.
But yeah, so she tried and she failed. So like I said, this happened on July 9th and it just came out a couple days ago that she was since then fired for just being a racist on the wrong day at the right time.
I feel like they should have had Mr. Wingate fire her. That just would have been like, you know, the icing on the cake. Like if he had a went in there with his golf club and said, you know what, Cynthia Racism Witchlock, you're fired.
You may leave now. I don't know. Another one of our listeners was telling me about this thing called the Fraternal Order of Police. And I guess it's like a brotherhood of people that all band together and was sworn in to protect and serve our community. But it seems like it's being used for evil around the United States and around this country. It is being used for evil and is being used as an excuse to kill people of color. For no reason, basically. It's been going on. It's going to continue to go on. But I think this is a great example of somebody being accountable for their bullshit. And I guess Seattle police don't play.
No, because they got her right on up out of there, which is what is supposed to happen. Like, right is and wrong is wrong. Like, if there's a fraternity, if there's a brotherhood, that's one thing. That's all well and good. We know all about fraternities and brotherhoods, but when you start banding together to kill black people and don't even want to speak up and set up against when somebody's wrong, if Destiny's wrong, I'm going to tell us he's wrong, and vice versa. That's how this thing is supposed to work.
I just think I'm going to go back to this Fraternal Order of Police because I'm just not sure as to what this woman was thinking. Like, they must have told her, like,
no, they did. They did. It's a brotherhood, right? So it's a brotherhood. And what they did was they probably didn't like this woman, or maybe this was like her hazing, you know, because that's what a fraternity is. And it just went left, or they didn't like her and they knew that this would get her off the force. She was so blinded by her racism that she couldn't see the tricks that her fellow police officers were playing on.
Like, what? Like, what tricks?
They were probably like, go find you a nigga and arrest them. And it just went horribly wrong. They probably told her something like, you know what? You want to ride in squad car 56 with us on Friday? This is what you got to do.
And this dumbass did it. Fucking dumbass. She fucking did that shit. And they were probably like, look at this wall of niggas that I got. Look at this fucking wall. Where's your name at, bitch? It's not on here. Go find you one. Go bring them in. And you can be with us.
And okay, I'll go get them. I'll go get me a nigger.
And she tried, but she failed.
Miserably. I'm so happy. So happy.
There's just a lot of things wrong with the way people behave nowadays. And, you know, everybody's not racist. But this shit right here, this is blatant racism. Just blatant. It's just like a fucking slap in the face to me. Because it's just like, oh, we're going to do whatever we want to do because we have a badge and there's nothing that you can do about it. And I just don't agree. I'm glad they fucking escorted her ass right on up out of the police department. I hope she never fucking finds a job ever again until she, I'm serious. Like, I hope she don't ever be able to find a job because she could have taken that man and put him in jail and taking him away from his family.
So in that instance, justice was served. You know, she didn't get paid leave or, you know, whatever dumbness they try to do to cover up or justify black people being killed by the police. So shout out to Seattle and their police department.
Yeah, shout out to you, Seattle, for not being biased and not putting up with that fucking bullshit. And next, I know everybody has heard about, you know, this case. Mr. Ahmed Mohammed, 14-year-old from Irving, Texas. This is not going to work. Let's take our talents to the back. Fucking raggedy ass. John Cordy.
Shouldn't they be in the house getting ready for me?
They should be. We can sit on the back porch because they ain't out here playing basketball. Oh, look at the frogs. Hey. Let's walk.
We're gonna walk the dog?
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of frogs. Oh, we can stand right here.
Okay.
What's like a little basketball court?
Oh, yeah, the children be out here playing. Okay, but yeah, as you guys may have heard, 14-year-old Ahmed Mohammed was arrested at school in Irving, Texas, for building a homemade clock and showing his engineering teacher.
Mm-hmm. And he was so excited about this, mind you. He accomplished a great thing and wanted to show somebody. And his teacher was even like, yeah, that's nice, but you might want to not walk around with that.
Yeah, but then his teacher is the one that told that she thought it was a threat to him. I later found out. So she's the very one that told.
That's disappointing. I mean, you know, you're supposed to be in charge of shaping and molding the minds of these young people and telling them that their dreams are valid and that they can come true. And so what now? What is he going to think about teachers? What is he going to think about adults? What is he going to think about the system, America?
Well, here's the thing which upsets me is that, you know, they went as far as to question him about his clock, and he kept telling them that it was a clock.
Like, what more explanation did they need? It's a clock.
I mean, but I guess they needed more than that. They needed details about how it tells time.
They needed details on their stupidity. It's a clock.
It's a clock.
It's a clock.
But yeah, so they put him in handcuffs. There's a picture floating on the internet of this poor little baby in these handcuffs, which he'll probably never fucking forget.
And he was fingerprinted. Like, he's in the system because he built a clock. He's fingerprinted.
Yeah. I mean, no, if he committed a crime today, they would know that it's him.
He shouldn't even know where the police office is. Or maybe he should. I don't know. But the police shouldn't know who he is.
Well, I just don't think that's grounds for, you know, if he told you it was a clock, you proved that it was a clock. And
did it blow up? Did it blow up at any time on them?
No.
Because it was a clock.
Yeah, it was indeed a clock.
Right. They probably could have asked it what time it was and it would have told them, because that's what clocks do.
Most of the time, unless they're bombs.
But it wasn't a bomb. It was a clock.
Yeah.
Which was like established in the first 10 seconds of him being questioned.
I mean, I can like sit here and just put myself in his shoes and just figure that he must have told them probably 58 times that it was just a clock and that he built it at home and he wanted to share it with his teacher.
What is wrong with the system that our black and brown people are such targets? Like, when we're not even out here being violent, he was out here trying to build a clock. He probably could have changed the way that clocks are made.
Yeah, I mean, there's a billion. I mean, this is, I don't know how to make no damn clock. I don't know. None of my friends know how to make no clock from some shit that I got in the house. So that's impressive in itself, not a fucking threat. To me, if somebody came, if a little baby came to me and say, oh, look, I made, this is what I made, and this, I'm going to show you how to use it, that shit is impressive.
So is this, like, supposed to be, you know, some racists being proactive, like, oh, well, he built a clock, next it's going to be a bomb. You know, this is just a gateway building.
No. The thing about it was, is his name is Ahmed Muhammad.
Exactly. So he's automatically written off as a terrorist.
And that's just, that's terrible. That is terrible. You're a fucking racist white teacher in Irving, Texas. We fucking hate you.
It's a lot of racism that goes on in Texas.
This year it seems like, but it's a lot of racism that goes on everywhere. But it's our job to continue to be the best people that we are and to do what we need to do, you know, and be the, and just be, there's something on me.
I'm trying to figure it out too, though. Like, if a white person had built that same clock, it would have been, oh, look at this person. Look at little Timmy building a clock. Oh, this is great. It would have not been automatically written off as a bomb. He showed his teacher. Mm-hmm. He showed, like, if it was a bomb, if there was anything that was suspicious that was going to go down, do you think he would have ran up to his teacher and said, oh, Mrs. Cartwright, look at the clock that I built.
and then it explodes. Yeah, I'm sure that he wouldn't have said anything if he wanted to blow their asses up. But since then, you know, you probably heard, I don't know if you heard, did you hear that Obama invited him to the White House because he thought his clock was cool? So
that's great.
So he did his little press conference. His mama and friends and shit is behind him looking all proud. And the reason why I have a problem with this is because you know that they fucking about to get his ass.
Who, Obama or the Ahmed?
The government.
The government about to get who, Obama or Ahmed?
Ahmed.
For what?
Because he knows how to fucking build a clock. Out of shit that he has in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
hopefully they'll, you know, put that to good use. Maybe the, you know, he could be set for the rest of his life off of this. He could be in business. We could be picking up Ahmed Muhammad clocks at the Walmart or something like that. We just, you never know.
Yeah, I mean,
or maybe they'll steal it, like they steal all of our inventions.
Yeah.
The stoplight.
Peanut butter.
Heart surgery.
You know, just the little things, right? But anyways, yeah, and then Facebook invited him down to go, I guess, look at the premises and talk business. They probably want to, I don't know what the fuck they were. But I'm just, you know, I'm just sad that this had to happen to him because he'll probably never forget how them fucking handcuffs felt.
Right. And it's sad that, because, and it's funny too, because at 14, like, you still have innocence. You still have a sense of people being good and everybody being like-minded and wanting to achieve goals. And when stuff like this happens, this is the kind of thing that starts to dampen, you know, like, yeah, reality is, we all need to, like, live in reality, but this just starts to dampen your perception of people, and especially police officers. When I was in school, I was taught that police officers were who you ran to when you're in trouble. But now this young man, he probably don't even know who to go to when he's in trouble because of this experience. Like, if they'll arrest me for building a clock, they might arrest me for
doing something that you didn't do.
Right, exactly. So, you know, how can you trust? How can you, you know, if you say the young people are our future and they're the pioneers and we have to make a way for them and set examples for them, but every time they turn around, they see in the media that black people are getting killed endlessly. This dude is getting arrested for building a clock. Like, what kind of examples are these that our young people want to look up to? Like, you don't have any respect for the police and you wonder why. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know. It's just sad. So I just wanted to touch a little bit on those topics and just say that, you know, I'm glad that these situations didn't escalate and we didn't have to hear about two innocent people being slain in the streets by these police officers. These were two examples of, you know, how
justice
was served, you know, in these two situations. So I'm just happy that, you know, nobody had to die about it this week.
Yeah, that's great. I don't know, it's so backwards because these same people, and you know what too, like, no, I'm not even gonna get into that, but anyway, yes.
So
It's great. Today, this week was all right. I mean, you know, hopefully it'll just continue to get better and better. And all we want is justice. We're not trying to get police off the street or anything. Like, we just want justice. We want the same kind of treatment that white people get when they get arrested or when they're held.
We just want it to be fair. We just want everybody to be treated equal. And that's not even such a hard thing to attain or to ask for. Or, you know, it's not even...
It's not hard. It's the law. Like, we understand the law is the law. We understand that when people do bad things, they get punishment. There's consequences to your actions. We're just asking that. I mean, like, what? So, if I'm walking in the middle of the street at night with a hoodie on because I just came from getting the Arizona tea and some Skittles, I'm going to get shot because I'm a black man? What kind of mess is that? You know what I'm saying? Or I'm selling cigarettes on the corner. I get shot for that. You know what I'm saying? Or just these countless and senseless and endless violence that we've seen with the police. We just want justice.
But yeah, on that note, that's all we got for you guys this week. And just don't be racist.
As always.
You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Podomatic, iTunes, especially at Two Parts Life. And you can email us at twopartslife@gmail.com.
Shout out to our UK listeners.
Oh, yeah. Yay. We're officially international.
Yes. We're going to be the Gideon of the podcasting world. If anybody gets that reference, hit me up because we'll be best friends for life.
Yeah. Oh, and shout out to our Alaska listeners.
Our who?
Alaska.
Oh, yes. Alaska. Stay warm.
Please. Thank you. Bye.